Evening sunlight gleams against waves in an open sea. A logo, Mar Vista Entertainment. A view drifts across the surface of a foggy lake flanked by high rock walls. Text flies forward, Epic Pictures presents. An outlet at the edge of the lake creates a stream that cascades down through the thick fog. The fog clears, and a title appears over A Mine, Cowboys vs. Dinosaurs. Text, Lando Mining Site, Livingston, Montana. A backhoe digs into the earth, and a pair of armed men carrying a crate marked explosive pass a dark-haired woman with a clipboard.
Hey, you! Move those trucks now! Come on, guys, lock it up!
A guy in a cowboy hat and three others approach the woman.
Gentlemen, I know we've been over this already, and I know this isn't your first rodeo. Just keep in mind what's at stake here. Possibly the largest deposit of iridium we have ever seen. Geological formation is like nothing else on Earth.
You gotta love Mother Nature. She's full of surprises.
Keep your tacks handy. If anything spikes, do not attempt to remove it yourself. We will send in the extractors. Do I make myself clear?
What's with the extra security?
It keeps everything honest.
We need more diggers, not babysitters. All right, boys. You heard the lady.
All right, you apes! Let's rock and roll!
The man trades his cowboy hat for a hard hat and leads his team of workers and guards toward a mine shaft. Inside the shaft, helmet lamps illuminate the narrow space. A bearded worker tugs at something. The guards follow the leader single file, keeping their rifles at the ready. The bearded worker drills into a solid rock wall, and the team leader taps him on the shoulder.
How's it going, Bobby? Still jammed. All right, hold on for a second. Big! It's Quaid and Sinclair.
Go ahead.
We got a drill stuck on the 3400 marker.
I don't care. Blow it if you have to. We have a schedule.
All right, copy that. Guess we're going to lose the drill. I'm going to blow it anyway. Move out. We got 5 minutes to clear before we go out, Bobby. Charges!
One of the guards passes Quaid a duffel bag, and Quaid takes out a few sticks of explosives. He slots them in the drill holes on the wall.
All right, everybody clear out!
So what's with this stuff anyway?
I don't know. All I know is it pays real good to dig it up. As rare as they come and worth a fortune.
Here's radioactive.
Well, so are some of the women you date. All right, here we go! Fire in the hole!
Quaid hits a detonator, and the rock wall crumbles. It leaves behind a veil of smoke.
Traces. Come on, Biggs, check it out.
Woo! Whole mess of it. Man, it's hollow.
Biggs starts exploring the area.
Hold on. You mole men are done. Back up to surface. We'll send down the extractors.
Well, I just want a peek.
You heard me?
Yeah, I did. But I'm real curious.
Just as Quaid takes a step forward, a scrawny beast leaps out of the dust cloud and tackles Biggs. The armed guards take the lead and creep into the tunnel ahead. The dust diffuses light into a delicate white glow. As Quade looks on, spooked, another creature pops out of the fog and attacks the lead guard. It's a velociraptor. The others open fire.
Hey, you destroyed my friend! Made you in there!
A pack of the dinosaurs takes down the other two gunmen.
Go, go, go!
Quade and another miner flee through the tunnel. The miner trips, and the velociraptors drag him back. Quade keeps running. Quade reaches the tunnel's exit and triggers an explosion to block the path of the raging raptors. Now, fluffy clouds float by over a highway in Big Sky Country. Mountains rise in the distance, and a beat-up pickup cruises. Text, Vernon G. Wells, Rip Hillis, Casey Fitzgerald. A square-jawed man in a cowboy hat sits at the wheel of the pickup. John Freeman, Kelsey Watson, Sarah Molecule Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for the Cowboys and welcome to the 69th annual Livingston Rodeo. Next up is Gold Boy Big Timber Montana Pro Bowl Ride Champion Val Walker, the hometown hero.
The driver of the truck adjusts his side mirror, introducing Heatherfoot with Eric Roberts. Two pronghorns scamper over a rocky landscape. Makeup design, Yvonne Reddy. Costume design, Lindsay B. Minich.
You know, you couldn't have bull riding without championship bulls, and Val is riding a beast of an animal named Weatherby.
Production designer, Ezra Olson. A rodeo gate flies open.
Here we go!
A black bull thrashes under the rider. Director of photography, Stuart Brereton. Re-recording mixer, Sam Aronson. Visual effects by Oracle Film Group. Mist envelops the wooded face of a steep mountain. Edited by Joseph Sandoval. Music by Christopher Cano. Executive producers Paul W. Hazen, Mike Gutt, Nick Campagna, Patrick Avald, Shake Berenson.
There's a hang-up. He's taken a terrible fall. Val Walker is down and he is hurt. Somebody get a bucket because you're going to need to pick up the pieces of that young man. Look at that. I don't care if you're tougher than Almy. That was a beating of prehistoric proportions.
The cowboy in the pickup drives on. Written and produced by Anthony Fankhauser. Produced and directed by Ari Novak. The cowboy, Val, finally parks his truck on a patch of dirt at a ranch. He saunters over to a dirt enclosure, where a few guys trot their horses gently. Val leans against a post outside the enclosure and gazes at the riders with a heavy sigh. One guy dismounts his horse and comes over.
Ranch must be haunted or something, because I think I'm seeing a ghost.
Ain't no ghost.
Want to give her a shot? Oh, come on, Chewie, don't buck.
No, I'm fine. Thanks. You got any work up at the ranch?
You know, I'd like to hire another hand, but we just can't afford it.
How about the Quartermains?
Doubt it. How long has it been since you've been on a horse?
Been a while.
Heard you're a boat captain or something.
Wasn't no captain.
Look, you could start riding again. There's still some pay money in that.
No, thanks.
Hey, look, don't be sore. If you're going to stay in town, you check for work up at the mines.
Mines? I ain't no miner.
Well, if you can't ride a horse, you sure ain't no cowboy. They had some sort of accident up there the other day. Wade and his boys are working up there.
How's the pay?
Oh, no. I ain't no miner. Hey, look. Don't you want to hear about Sky? You know, she's still waiting tables in town.
How is she?
Sweet as ever.
Val gives him a nod and takes his leave. Under an overcast sky, A verdant hillside slopes toward a river. Two pickup trucks are parked near the bank, and their doors open. Two young women hop out of each truck. The women gather up by the shore. They start peeling off their clothes.
What are you waiting for? I don't know. What if there's someone that can see us? No one is out here.
Everyone has already seen you naked anyway.
Tia, shut up.
Let them watch. That's what I say. Besides, if we catch any peeping Toms, we can just tell the old sheriff, right? Come on.
They all strip down to their bikinis. Two of them hold hands and skip toward the water. They wade into the shallows carefully. A brown-haired girl turns to the others.
I'm gonna miss this place.
Should I not
stop? It's right here. This little upcurrent in just the right place.
Gross.
You know you're gonna miss us, Skye. What are you gonna do here without us?
Hang out and bone the old sheriff all day?
Joni, shut up already.
Something shifts behind one of the trucks.
Who's over there?
Herbert, come out. There's nobody.
A dude swaggers out with a stupid smile, and the women roll their eyes.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, it's just Jack. I thought it was a man spying on us.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Jim.
All right, well, I gotta go, ladies.
What? Why? No, I do have to go to work, and I don't want to be late, but call me after.
Wait, I'll ride with you. Bye, guys.
Sky and the other woman grab their clothes on the shore and carry them back to their truck. One of the women still in the water turns Jim's chin toward her.
Don't creep on them like that.
What's Sky's problem anyhow?
You got a problem. Don't talk about her like that.
She just hates wild men like
that. Sky backs up her truck.
I'm gonna grab a beer. You want one?
Heck yeah.
I wasn't talking to you.
She wades to shore, leaving Jim and his girlfriend to make out in the shallow water. As she grabs the beers from the truck bed, the brown-haired woman grins at the lovers. Elsewhere, Val's white pickup truck parks outside a one-story house in the middle of an open plain. He gets out and slams the door shut behind him. A guy in a beanie and a balding man chat nearby.
Hey, Cowboy's back.
How you doing, buddy?
Can't complain. There any work here?
It was an accident. We think three are dead.
What happened?
It's real bad. Quaid came up. Something's wrong with him.
He's on. Ranting, raving about creatures in the mine or something.
I take it that means they ain't hiring today.
What are you doing back here?
Getting something to eat.
Val returns to his truck.
Never thought I'd see him.
Especially after what happened.
Val backs out in a hurry and drives off. At the river, Jim and his girlfriend continue making out. They pull apart and glance at the shore. The brown-haired woman lies dead and bloodied.
Oh my god.
What the?
A velociraptor tears at Tina's guts, and Jim and his girlfriend splash further out into the water. The velociraptor leaps after them. The dinosaur pulls Jim's girlfriend underwater, then coasts through the water and eviscerates him next. The surface of the water goes still. In a sheriff's office.
Do
you stop going on about monsters and tell me what happened? A bunch of men went down there and only you came out.
You need to wake up. We let something loose in those mines, and they ain't gonna stop until they eat every single one of us.
There's 100 tons of rock collapsed in that mine. The drift is entirely blocked. Do you know how long it's gonna take to get cleared? Mr. Marcus is gonna kill me. He's gonna kill you too.
Well, then he needs to take a number. Because if we don't seal off that mine completely, something else will do the job just fine.
Do you know how stupid you sound? Completely insane!
She swipes something off the table in a rage.
Maybe we should consider...
Consider what? That monsters blew up the drift and killed my people?
You listen to me, woman! Those are my people. My friends. Now, they may have been on your payroll, but those were my men down there. You understand?
A man with a clipboard enters.
What's the call, Sheriff? Boys are getting restless out there.
This mine is shut down until further notice.
Not for long. Mr. Marcus is on his way.
At a restaurant called the Stockman, Bell sits alone at a table, his head bowed. Skye, now wearing an apron, stops in her tracks upon seeing Val. They lock eyes, and another waitress comes over.
I can cover for you. No, it's fine. He's at one of my tables.
Skye advances toward Val, dazed. She stands over him and stiffens her chin, then pulls out a notebook.
What are you having?
A cup of coffee. And a lunch special. You look good.
She stares through him, then turns around and marches back to the other waitress.
Coffee and a special, I'll be on.
She hurries into the back. Skye picks up a landline phone and makes a call.
Hey, baby. Can you come down here?
Why? What's going on?
Actually, Val just showed up.
Val? Val?
Yeah, that Val. Can you please come down here?
Okay, look, I'm gonna drop what I'm doing. You stay away from him.
Okay.
I'm on my way. You stay in the kitchen.
Okay, I will. I will.
No matter what, don't go near him.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Bye, baby.
She hangs up and lets out a sigh. In the mine, Quaid works by the light of his hard hat.
Quaid, you ain't supposed to be down here. It's off limits. The mine is closed. Now, come on.
No, you don't understand.
Quaid, brother, I understand it's a tough thing, but you can't take it personal.
John, nobody understands.
Quaid, I'm gonna give you time to get over this now. Now, come on. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah. John, look at this. It's a piece of flesh. Now, look at it. Now, what does it smell like to you?
Smells like
shit.
Now come on, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Quaid hikes up an incline to exit, and John follows. At the Stockman, a black pickup with a rack pulls up, and the sheriff gets out. He. He slams his door closed and makes his way inside. Val eats his meal, and the sheriff approaches with a death stare. The sheriff takes a seat across from Val, who doesn't stop chewing. Skye looks on from the back, nervous.
Hey,
Just what the hell you think you're doing, cowboy?
Finishing up my steak.
You know I'm not talking about a goddamn ribeye. I thought we had ourselves an understanding.
You know, she was my girl. Just because you swooped in while I was gone, that doesn't change anything.
All right, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna get up and walk out that door to that rusty old truck you got parked in front, and you're gonna get it and drive. Till the radiator busts, the head gaskets blow, and the wheels come off. Just as far from here as possible. And stay there. You hear me?
I haven't set up my bill yet.
Without taking his eye off Val, the sheriff pulls his handgun from its holster. Sky tries to look busy cleaning a mug while she watches.
Maybe I'm not being clear.
That's supposed to scare me?
No, I already know you're too stupid to be scared.
When you know I'm not stupid enough to think that you're gonna shoot me, you're in a diner full of people.
Get up and start walking.
Val stops eating and eyes the gun pointed at him under the table. He studies the sheriff's hardened face, then wipes his mouth off and gets up.
Out your way.
The sheriff returns his weapon to its holster and Val throws on his jacket. He tips his hat in deference to Sky. The sheriff turns to see who he gestured at, and Val clocks him in the jaw. The sheriff falls down.
Don't you ever pull that gun on me again. Unless you plan on pulling the trigger.
You really screwed up this time, cowboy. You just struck an officer of the law.
What are you gonna do, huh? You gonna arrest me?
The sheriff smiles. Evening twilight hangs over John's house. He talks on the phone.
You don't believe that. All right. All right. Whatever you need. Right. All right. Good night.
Who was that?
Sinclair.
What does she want?
I can't make heads or tails of what went on down there. Quaid's always been a little off his rocker.
Quaid?
But a blast mistake? That severe? I just don't see it.
Yeah, rumor spreads fast. The whole town is talking.
What?
That he unleashed some kind of monster, a dinosaur?
Oh, now you don't believe that.
Maybe not a dinosaur, but some kind of creature.
Oh, like a raptor?
Scientists are discovering new things every day.
Raptor.
Stop it. That's not funny.
Raptor.
Stop
raptor
it. You're not funny.
You.
Stop it.
Raptor
it's not
you.
Funny. Stop raptor. It. Stop it.
John pulls his shirt off and leads her into the bedroom.
Not funny. I'm gonna do it raptor style.
The young woman strips down to her underwear and lays back on the bed. A raptor appears at the open window. The dinosaur bites John's throat and throws him to the floor. The young woman flees to the kitchen and grabs a butcher's knife, but the raptor has disappeared. She inches toward the bedroom. The raptor bursts out of the doorway and mauls her on the kitchen floor. In a jail cell, Val sits with one leg up on a bench. An officer sits at a desk nearby, glancing at him as she writes in a file.
I was there that day when you fell off that bowl. We all thought you were gonna die. It's fine. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Sounds good.
But what happened to you anyhow? It was kind of like you just dropped off the face of the earth.
How long am I gonna be in here anyway?
Well, the sheriff has his mind set on keeping you here.
I bet.
You're better off behind those bars. He doesn't seem to like you much.
Feelings mutual.
The sheriff's truck rolls down a street. In Skye's bedroom, she sits on her bed and weeps while sifting through old photos. The sheriff enters her house and hangs up his hat. He finds her and stares stoically.
There's no sense reliving the past.
Henry, what's gonna happen to him?
Don't worry about it.
Are you gonna let him go?
Let him go?
Yeah.
No. No, he was fool enough to hit me. I'll hold him as long as I can and ship him up to county once charges are drawn up. Lord knows he can't afford bail. You still care for that boy? After all he did, he hit you. He left you high and dry, and you sit there pining over him.
I know, but Henry, what happened back then wasn't his fault.
Yeah, he got hurt riding, everybody knows. Golden Boy broke his shoulder, fell into drugs and alcohol. Look, everybody gets knocked down once in a while. It's how you handle it. And he didn't handle it.
She tries to rush past him, but he grabs her.
You should have filed charges the first time you had a chance. I'm not going to let you make that mistake again. Listen to me. Listen. It's not like he's a changed man. He's still the same old Val.
Don't you ever handle me like that! And I will choose how I want to feel about him, okay? Do you got that?
She shoulders him as she storms out of the house. Skye runs to the curb and gets in her lifted pickup truck. On the porch, Henry watches her drive off. Henry forces down his anger and shuts himself inside the house. Outside John's house, Quaid approaches the door.
Hey, John, I need to borrow your methane detector. John, come on, open up. Are you in there? John!
Quaid opens the door and finds the young woman splayed out on the kitchen floor. Blood drips from the corner of her mouth. Quaid stares a while, then gets up and moves toward the bedroom. Quaid's shoulders sag, and his mouth drops open as he sees what's in the bedroom. John lies on his back with a football-sized hole in his chest, exposing his ribs. Blood is splattered all over him. Now, Quaid sits on a couch and loads up a pistol. He inserts a magazine into a rifle and admires his handiwork.
Yeah.
Next, he picks up a device resembling a radar gun. At the mine site, a gray-haired man meets with two guys in his office.
Concrete column. Here, 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 here. We'll move all of the equipment.
Sinclair comes over. The other two men depart, and the gray-haired man rolls up a plan. Sinclair sits.
Are you happy with your paycheck, Ms. Sinclair?
Yes, sir.
Was I not clear about my timetable?
Yes, sir, I was perfectly clear.
Do you consider yourself to be qualified for this position? The board advised me not to hire a girl out of college. Guess I was wrong.
Sir, with all due respect, the situation was out of my control.
Control? Control? It is chaotic! Chaos reigns, Miss Sinclair. I have worked in these mines. I have driven trucks. I have worked my way up to management. Good management does not let this happen. Good management has foresight. Miss Sinclair. Now, I am bringing this mine back online. I want that iridium extracted by the end of this week.
But, sir, that's impossible. Just to clear the rubble for survivors is going to take months.
Plans have changed. You are dismissed.
Sinclair takes a deep breath, and Marcus watches her leave with a contemptuous look. In a wooded area, Quaid walks a horse along while taking readings with a sensor gun. Wearing a poncho, Quaid gets off the horse and moves closer to the source of the reading. A slab of goo covers a rock at the edge of the trail. He squats down and touches the goo with a gloved hand, then sniffs it. Quaid sets the sensor gun on his horse's saddle and picks up a gas canister. Moving ahead on foot, he carries the canister down an overgrown path while surveying the area with the gun. Something watches him from behind a thick brush. He drops the canister and opens a valve on it. Quaid books it back to his horse. A curious velociraptor investigates the gas canister. Quaid finds his horse torn to shreds.
You want some Gothic Ranch action?
Yeah! Quaid opens fire on the dinosaur as it charges. Riddled by bullets, the raptor collapses. Nearby at the courthouse, an older guy sharing the holding cell with Val throws up. The desk officer frowns as the guy spews on the wall.
Damn it.
The bucket here.
Buckets are good, yeah.
Buckets are good. Maybe, just keep it. Keep it over there.
Yeah, you don't want to get that too close to you, right?
The guy squints his eyes.
Val Walker. I taught you how to use a phone, didn't I? When'd you get back? Greener pastures ain't always so green, huh, boy?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, boy.
Looking good?
Oh, I got it. Can you believe it?
Val nudges the bucket closer to his dad. At the mine, Marcus and Sinclair stand before a group of workers.
Is our foreman joining us here for this meeting?
Apparently he was attacked by a wild animal in his home last night.
And the sheriff?
He's handling it.
I see. Gentlemen, thank you for coming out. First, let me say that we here at Lando Mining, our priority is the safety of our employees. That latest incident has been reviewed by the best minds we can hire. We've put in place safety measures so that this cannot happen again.
What's happening with the mine?
Fine. Then let's get to the meat of this subject, shall we?
He clicks a slideshow.
Before the explosion, the demo team's handhelds were transmitting some very, very interesting data. A hollow space adjacent to the main dig with traces of iridium like we have never seen before.
Just to clarify, the reason why we've chosen this site is the geological formation is without precedent.
What about the men?
If we access the hollow space from the other side, we can clear a path to look for the men. Clearing that main drift is near impossible. By the time we get rid of all those rocks, those men will have perished.
So now what?
We will blast our way straight down.
Is that safe? That's a lot of ordnance for one blast.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I have safety concerns about that.
It's perfectly safe. And the placement will not affect any rescue effort on the other side of the hollow space. Now, this plan has been signed off by my esteemed colleague. She will be putting it into play. Gentlemen, I thank you for coming out.
That's it.
Marcus leaves Sinclair with the workers. At John's house, police tape bounds the yard and covers the door. Inside, Henry holds a cloth over his mouth and nose while a deputy snaps pictures of the scene. The young woman's abdomen is ripped open, and her guts spill out. Henry's eyes dart across the house, and he heads into the bedroom. He glimpses John's gruesome chest wound. Composed as ever, he steps closer and bends down to a knee near the body. Henry tips John's body up to uncover something from under him. It's a large talon. The sheriff gulps and stands at the open window, considering the beast. He holds the claw up where it might have been during the attack. Henry's eyes go wide, and he turns the talon over in his hand. He looks between the two bodies, spooked. He ponders the talon once more. At the entrance to the mine site, Henry parks his truck in a hurry. Workers head toward the mine shaft with hard hats on, and Henry strides into the small office. He joins Marcus, Sinclair, and two men during a meeting.
These rooms here, I think, are a little small. We might need to move the walls out about 6 feet. Just a little bit.
What the hell is going on here? I thought I shut this place down.
Marcus dismisses the two men.
And I waved my magic wand and opened it again.
You could at least pretend I've got some authority around here.
Oh, but you do, Henry. You really do. You're a valued member of this operation. By the way, thanks for being at the meeting this morning.
Your foreman is dead.
Yes, I heard about that. Bear attack.
Wasn't no bear attack. What do you make of this?
He sets the talon on the desk.
Sure as hell no, that ain't a bear claw.
You know what that looks like?
Yeah, it looks like a really big claw.
It doesn't look like it's from any known living species.
Could it be a fossil?
Sure as hell isn't a fossil.
What the hell is happening out there?
You all thought I was crazy. You thought I didn't know what I was talking about. You all thought that old Crane had lost his marbles. Crane! Well, boys, feast your eyes! Yeah! What the hell is
Get
that?
Down.
Henry folds a tarp over the velociraptor carcass in Quade's truck bed.
It's a mountain lion. It's a mountain lion I believe is responsible for the death of the foreman and the attack on the swimmers at Lava Lake. I'm gonna take this in as evidence. It's your truck. I'm gonna take you in for questioning.
What?
Sheriff, what the hell is that?
It's just a mountain lion.
No. No, I told you what it was. You didn't listen to me. There ain't no mountain lion.
Well, that is a dinosaur.
You trying to cause a panic? You cause a panic in my damn Quaid, it's gonna be your ass.
Henry. You're taking care of this, right?
All right, guys, back to work. Those charges need to be set by noon.
Get in the truck.
Henry gets in the driver's seat of Quaid's truck, and Quaid rides shotgun. On a grassy hill, two men in white protective suits carry a barrel of explosives and set it down in a line with others like it. Behind the row of barrels is a large metal cylinder. One of the men connects the barrels with wire and affixes a charge to one of them. The men set off. At the courthouse, Quaid gets out with Henry.
Give me a hand with this thing.
Why?
Go do with it.
You're gonna put me in the cell with this dead dino carcass?
Look, you're right. That thing killed those people. Our friends.
Yeah.
You need to get in line. There's bigger things in play. And this is my town. Give me a hand. Can't just leave it in the back of your pickup.
Why not? I killed this thing.
Yeah, you got a permit?
What?
Didn't think so.
For a dinosaur?
Yeah, I'd hate to see you locked up on poaching charges. Look, I don't know what protocol is for something like this, but letting you keep it sure ain't it.
All right, give me a hand.
Fine.
Fine!
Watch it!
Or what? What else can happen to us?
You are really getting on my nerves.
Quaid grabs hold of the tarp with Henry, and they drag it down the street.
How'd you kill it?
Ah, see? I tracked this thing with a methane detector. Found a piece of skin in the back of the mine. Smelled of sulfur and gas. Look. It looked like it crawled through the rubble.
How many of them are there?
Oh, it's plenty. I lost count. I lost count when they started eating all my friends.
All right, look. I'll go back to the mine. I'll talk to Marcus. Get the demo shut down. It's gonna be the end of this town, though.
In a plane, a few workers observe the blast site from a distance.
All right, here we go. Charges are set. Fire in a hole!
Dust rises from a vast explosion, and the ground falls through to create a crater hundreds of feet wide.
He was right. It's completely hollow. All right, boys, let's get some excavators up in there and clean her out.
The ground splits under their feet and begins to crumble away. A T-Rex hops out of the crater and rips the top half off the foreman. Two velociraptors pop up next and take down the workers in white uniforms. A raptor pummels the last man, and Marcus watches the explosions from a distance.
Sinclair? Airport, now!
We're too late.
Damn it.
I get back to mine. See what happened, okay?
All right, I'll check with Kenny and meet you back there.
A whole horde of raptors crosses the plain. Customers feel the ground move at the Stockman. In the jail, the desk officer tries the phone. Henry arrives.
Get a hold of County and see if they felt anything.
Sheriff, you're not gonna believe this, but the line's flooded with animal attack reports.
What?
From all over the place. I don't know what to make of it.
Hey, Paul, come on, get up. Something's going on.
The grid's completely out.
What do we do?
Look, just keep trying to get the line back up. Stay on your walk.
Wait.
We gotta get out of here.
Where the hell are you going?
Hunting.
Hey. We should check on Sky. We should make sure she's okay.
Boy, she's none of your damn business.
Look, Henry. You gotta get me out of here, all right? I can help.
The last thing I need is a hothead running around town.
Come on, Henry, let him help you.
You must be out of your mind.
Hey, Henry. Henry, what does she mean by animal attacks?
At a laundromat, Sky's fellow waitress Jenny carries a basket. A few other customers use the machines. A raptor shows up at the door and claws at one woman, then rips another with its teeth. Jenny climbs into a washing machine and shuts the door. The raptor bonks its head on the glass. Quaid enters firing two rifles at the same time. The dinosaur goes down, and Jenny gets out of the machine.
You know how to use one of these things?
Yeah.
Good girl.
They move out. On the road, Sinclair drives Marcus.
How are we gonna explain this?
Look, just get me out of this town if you know what's good for you, Sinclair.
A T-Rex rampages down the main drag.
What?
Oh my god.
Sinclair freezes at the wheel.
Go. Go.
Sinclair turns the car around and drives in the opposite direction. The T-Rex gives up on them. In the jail.
Funny thing is, it's probably the safest place as any. Animal attacks. Come on, man. You need to relax, son. You can't do nothing from in here.
I need to get out of here. I gotta check on Sky.
Sky. What happened to you that day?
What do you mean? You know what happened. I got bucked, had a wreck. Got stomped.
Not that day.
You mean the day I left?
Yeah, that day. What happened to you?
You want to talk about this now?
Come on. Talk to me.
I got angry and I panicked.
You panicked?
She was putting me out. I was gonna lose her. I was gonna lose everything. I messed up.
I messed up. That don't work, boy. I was hoping you'd learn something in your travels. You know, you can forgive yourself. She's bound to be able to forgive you someday. Think about it.
I don't know if I can't forgive myself.
Well, then how the hell could she? Huh?
You know, I've been running for so long and for so far. I forgot what I was running from. You know, it wasn't Sky, it wasn't you. Myself.
You know what these are? The smallest violins playing the saddest song in the world.
of you, boy. I need a drink.
A raptor blasts into the jail, and the desk officer fires a shotgun at it, but the dinosaur overwhelms and mauls her. The raptor ignores the cell.
Whoa, I don't like this shit at all.
At the Stockman, the worried customers look to the windows. Sky sees a raptor charge through the door, and she runs to the back while the creature picks off customers. Elsewhere in town, Sinclair stops the car near a house where a raptor knocks over a woman on her lawn.
What are you doing, Sinclair? Oh, God!
Distracted by the honks, the raptor chases the SUV down a wide street. At the jail, Val strains to reach through the bars for the desk officer's keys.
Val, be still. That thing is still in here, man.
Don't let
anybody get in here, Val!
Val! Not open the door. Not cool.
The raptor reemerges.
Val!
Val picks up the dead officer's pistol and topples the dinosaur with a shot to the eye.
Val, this is not safe in here, man! Oh, good grief.
You coming?
Man, old drunk man. Ain't gonna be no help to you, buddy.
Val shuts his dad, Trent, in the cell.
Don't leave with the keys. Don't leave with the keys. Val, go get her.
Val hands over the keys, nods, and picks up a shotgun from the floor.
Oh, this is not fun. This is not fun.
Downtown, people flee the swarm of raptors. One dino corners a guy in an alley and sinks its teeth into his neck. Val maneuvers through the chaos with his shotgun at the ready.
Go, go!
Val takes cover behind a car while others hightail it away from the street. Looking up, Val sees the T-Rex pounding closer. He sprints around a corner and presses his back to a wall. The T-Rex passes him by, oblivious. He jogs up a staircase and takes a position on the roof of a building. He spots a fire burning in a building on the next block.
Don't stop. I want no stops. I want you to get me to the airport.
Sinclair sees the T-Rex and stops, but a raptor hops onto the SUV. Henry rides in on a horse and shoots the dinosaur with a high-powered rifle.
Well done, cowboy, well done.
Quaid dashes out of a restaurant and joins Henry in shooting at the raptors. A few more tumble over, dead. Marcus and Sinclair duck into the barricaded restaurant with Quaid, Henry, Jenny, and the owner.
Now, either one of you care to explain what the hell is going on? Well, don't look at me. I'm the resident expert here. I'm just a simple businessman.
Don't you dare point the finger at me. I told you not to order the blast, and you did it anyway.
Oh, I think you have it all wrong, my dear. You signed the blast order, not me!
Don't dare call me!
Hey! That is not gonna help anything. You are finished!
I'm not! Stop.
All right, shut up!
Joe, I want you to shore up this door with everything you got.
Who are you in charge? You got a better idea?
Henry backs off, and Joe boards the door. At the crater, velociraptors continue to shoot up from the crater's edge. At ground level downtown, Val turns down an alley. He forces his way into the Stockman and sees fresh bodies scattered around the dining room. The victims have gruesome wounds to their necks and bodies. Some lie slumped against the walls. Val sees a blonde woman's corpse and brushes the hair out of her eyes. It's not Sky. He carries on and approaches the door to the kitchen. He finds Sky cowering, terrified.
Sky, are you okay? All right, come on, let's go.
No, I can't. I can't.
You can't. Okay, come on, we gotta go.
Don't. What are those things? What's happening?
Look, I don't have a reasonable explanation for it, but I'm telling you this, we gotta go, and we gotta go now. They're gonna come back.
Can't we just use a phone in the restaurant and we can call for help?
The phones are dead.
Wait, you came back here for me?
I did.
Why would you do that?
What choice did I have? I had to make sure you were safe.
We need to call the sheriff. He'll know what to do. Oh, there's a CB in the storeroom, and we can contact him on that, okay? Let's go. Come on.
In Joe's restaurant, Marcus grins and looks in Quaid's direction.
You. Yes, you. What's your name?
Quaid. My name is Quaid.
Right. Quaid.
Marcus rises from his seat and studies Quaid.
So, Quaid, you got a vehicle near here?
Yeah. She's out the diner, a few blocks up.
All right. If you can get your truck down here, Quaid, I'll give you any amount of money that you want. Within reason, of course.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Marcus smiles, and Quaid nods, dead serious.
All right, $1 million. You get your truck back here, and I will give you $1 million.
You old wrinkly bag of dung. You know good and well that going out these doors is suicide. And what's a human life worth to you? $1 million?
Hell, I'll do it for $1 million.
No, you won't. Ain't no one gonna stick their neck out for this jerk. I told you. I told you what was down there, and you didn't listen. And now you're gonna pay for it. In this life or the next.
Smirking, Marcus eyes Henry, then retakes his seat at the bar. In the Stockman's kitchen, Sky works a CB radio while Val stands guard.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Hello? Over.
She changes channels.
Hello. Well, things are never going to be the way that they were.
I don't want them to be the way they were.
Well, is this what you imagined coming back here?
He just stares, and she changes the channel again. Henry hears it.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Hello?
Sky, honey, is that you?
Henry.
Sky, are you there?
Yes, Henry, it's me. Hi, hey.
God, baby, are you all right?
Yes. I'm at the diner, and I'm with Val.
Are you hurt?
No. Nothing serious. Henry, what happened?
The whole town's under attack.
Something came out of the mine. Is your location secure?
No.
Henry, this is Val.
Our location is... it's severely compromised. Okay, we gotta go. How's your location?
It's not good. We're getting low on ammo.
Those things have us completely surrounded.
Is that Val Walker? The Val Walker? Let me talk to him, Henry. I know him. Come on.
Henry hands over the receiver.
Val,
is that you?
Yeah. Who is this?
It's Quaid.
You remember me?
We worked together as hands for Lou.
Yeah, Quaid. How you doing?
I've seen better days, friend.
Look, we're in a real pickle down here at the bar. What's your location?
I'm at the diner with Sky.
Is there anyone left alive?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay, this is what I want you to do.
I want you to go out of the back of the diner.
Look to the left of the alley. You're gonna see my orange pickup truck. You can't miss it.
Now, underneath the driver's seat,
there's a kill switch. Now, you look at the column, and you'll see the black and red wire. Now, you just rub them together, okay? You rub them together. And you and Sky, you get the hell out of here.
You don't try to play hero. You got me?
No! No! He comes here, and he picks me up. The minute they stop, those things will mob him.
What's your situation like?
We'll manage.
Just go for help.
Quaid jabs the radio at Marcus's chest.
Here. You made your bed, and now you can die in it.
He looks to Jenny.
I'm sorry.
Outside, Val grabs Sky by the arm and leads her to Quaid's red pickup. He hands her the shotgun.
Cover me. You can do this, okay?
Val reaches into the truck and pulls the wires from the ignition. While he sparks them together, Sky stares at something in horror.
Val?
A T-Rex nears their position. He fishes around for the connection, and the T-Rex notices them. Val hops in the driver's seat and tears off. Sky sits in the truck bed, gun aimed behind them. The T-Rex gains on them, and Sky fires into the beast's open mouth. She loses her grip on the gun, causing it to skid to the edge of the bed. After tying her ankles to the truck, she reaches out and grabs the weapon. Just before the dinosaur's teeth chomp down on her, she blasts it in the mouth again, and it withdraws. The truck gains distance. On an open road outside of town, Val drives through a gate and down a dirt trail. He stops near the underpass of a wooden bridge flanked by thick foliage.
Val, there's nobody here!
Come on! Those boys ain't gonna make it next hour without some help. Nearest town's 4 hours away.
He runs onward, and Sky lugs the gun along, reluctant. Inside a building, Val spies a cache of hanging weapons. He grins and takes one down to load it.
Where did all this come from?
Quaid. He's an anarchist at heart.
You know, I bet he's actually enjoying this in a way.
How can you joke like that?
Like what?
Like what? Like that. Half the town's dead, Val, and you're cracking jokes.
This ain't no joke.
No, it's not. You're a joke. You're the real joke, Val. Do you honestly think that you're just gonna cowboy up and ride into town guns a-blazing? They said to get help.
Yeah, you're real inclined to listen to that sheriff, ain't you?
They stand toe-to-toe, and she slaps him in the face.
Why did you leave me? What is wrong with you? 3 years, and you just come waltzing back? What did you honestly think was gonna happen here? What? What? I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you, Val! I hate you! Why?
He holds her in his arms.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
At the restaurant, Sinclair takes a look at a bow and arrow hung on a wall. The arrows sit inside a furry quiver. Quaid watches her pick up the bow and one arrow.
What are you up to?
Blood is a carrier for oxygen in us human beings. But in these reptiles that have been living underground, if you're right, they've had to adapt to thriving on methane. Their blood is carrying gas, methane, propane.
Okay, what's your point?
Well, their Achilles heel would be where blood is in its highest concentration.
The brain and the heart.
Smart.
All right, Joe. Get her a bottle of high-proof alcohol, whiskey, and some rags from the bar. Okay.
Marcus watches Henry load his rifle.
How much ammo you got left?
10-12 rounds.
Good. Look, it's a straight shot from here to the station. And you've got some other cars back there, right? Right?
Yeah, my deputy's car should be there. But my deputy should still be there.
Good. All right, this is the plan. They got a big PA system over here. I'm gonna work my way over there, figure out how to switch it on. Then when the time's right, we're gonna blast a lot of music out there. Then we're gonna hightail it out of here, back to the station, okay? Look, we are going to find your girlfriend, then get out of here.
What about the raft?
I had something like this happen in Belize. Look, it's like this. There's a ton of iridium in that mine. Now, anyone that helps me now or in the future stands to be very, very rich. Unfortunately, there is going to be some collateral damage, but it won't be us. Okay?
Henry nods.
Good.
Outside Quaid's place, Val drops a sack of weapons in the truck bed.
Remember, stay inside and you lock the doors.
Val climbs into the truck and touches the wires together. Puzzled, Val gets out and looks the car up and down. He drops to a squat and touches the damp soil underneath the car. After a quick whiff, he smacks the car.
Fuel lines tore out.
Val turns and sees something behind him. He and Sky exchange looks. Now, he throws open the doors to his stable. A horse turns to him from behind a gate. Val swaggers in and approaches the horse. He pulls a saddle off a wall and tucks a pair of pistols into the back of his waistband. Now, Val leads the horse outside. Sky looks on with a determined expression. Val wraps a length of rope around the front of the saddle and ties it. He flashes back to his bull riding days and sees himself flying off the animal. The bull bucks him. In the present, Val calms himself and takes a look back at Sky, who nods in support. Val prepares to boost himself up on the horse, but hesitates. Seeing a velociraptor nearby, Val swings his legs over the horse and takes hold of the reins. Sky admires his control, and he pulls her up behind him. Val pulls out both pistols and shoots the raptor a few times in the head. It falls.
Your history.
A triceratops bursts forth from the crater. In the restaurant.
Do you hear that? Maybe it's help on the way.
Yeah. That don't sound like help to me.
Something's coming. Focus all your attention right down the middle.
Brace yourselves. They're getting close.
My life is wrong.
As the Triceratops charges closer, Marcus turns on the stereo and races out the back with Henry. Sinclair runs after the deserters.
Marcus! Marcus, wait! Unbelievable!
A T-Rex looms over her. It picks her up whole and rolls her around in its mouth. In the restaurant, Quaid and Joe hold the barricade while Jenny rips off a part of her shirt and wets the rag with liquor. Multiple raptors bang at the door. Joe shoots them to keep them at bay, but they break through. Jenny attaches the flaming rag to an arrow and fires it into the open mouth of a raptor. The impaled dinosaur backpedals and explodes.
Joe! Joe!
No.
A raptor pulls Joe out of the restaurant. Just as a raptor corners Jenny, Val rides in with Sky and shoots the raptor dead. Then Val tosses Quaid a sack of weapons.
Load up. We gotta get ourselves a higher ground.
You got any incendiaries, tracers, flares, anything like that? Val, it's the gas. They light up like fireworks if you hit them right.
Yeah, I think there's some at the sheriff's station.
Okay, let's go.
Hold on. I'll go get them. You guys head out, get to higher ground. I'll meet you at the grain elevator. Leave those tracers to me.
Well, I'll be damned. He is, Ben.
Val swings a lasso and leads a pack of raptors away from the restaurant.
All right. Let's go!
Quaid, Sky, and Jenny run outside. Meanwhile, Val lassos a raptor to immobilize it, then kills it point blank, execution style. The T-Rex moves down the street, and Val urges his horse away. At the courthouse, Marcus pulls open a drawer and finds a key. Henry finds his deputy, the desk officer, lying in a pool of her own blood.
Oh my God! Keys! Where are the keys?
He goes through her pockets. Outside, Marcus gets into the deputy's truck and starts it up. Hearing the engine start, Henry runs outside just in time to see Marcus peel out.
Damn it.
Henry throws his arms out, seething. In town, the white truck motors through a mess of raptors. At an industrial building, Quaid kicks open a door for himself, Sky, and Jenny.
Keep your sights open and shoot anything that crawls. We're gonna secure this room away from Val.
At the courthouse, Val makes his way into the basement with his rifle raised. He passes the spot where the deputy was killed and opens a door to a dark room. Inside, he turns on a light and finds a stick of dynamite near a crate of ammo. At the mine site, Marcus cruises along at a low speed, searching the area.
Where is that goddamn heliport? I know it's around here somewhere. Heliport! Heliport! Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
A raptor in the back seat sprays him with a dark liquid, and it burns his face into a bloody mess. Seen from outside, the truck's windows turn red. In the weapons supply closet, Val loads dynamite long guns into a bag. He pulls a few loose boards off a crate. Inside are a tightly packed boxes of large caliber ammunition. He packs a couple of the boxes into a bag. A venomous raptor appears behind him, but Trent obliterates it before it can spray Val.
Not bad, huh?
A second raptor on the steps fills sacks on the side of its head and shoots venom at Trent's face. Val immediately guns down the raptor. Trent sinks to the floor in agony, and Val grits his teeth. He picks up the ammo bag and starts out. At the industrial building, Agronide's company, Val arrives on horseback with the ammo. He drops it outside, and Henry rides up behind him. The sheriff watches Val enter the boarded-up building. Quaid let Val in through a door and quickly shuts it behind him.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's reach the high ground. Go.
They tromp up a stairwell. Outside, a group of raptors surrounds the building. Quaid shuts a door midway up the stairs.
We're surrounded. All right, everybody! Focus all your fire on this door!
Wait! Skye, are you in there?
Henry!
Quaid lets Henry through the door.
You don't think I knew what happened back there at the bar?
It was Marcus. It was his idea. I went after him.
And?
He's dead. He took the deputy's car and he's dead.
Yeah, what about Sinclair?
I assume she was with you.
Oh. Well, then I assume that she's dead. Because she ain't with us.
We're gonna die in here.
We're gonna take this town back.
How?
My horse, some ATVs outside and propane tanks. We rig them up, we lead those dinosaurs back to the mine they came from. Someone set up on top of the crater rim. We'll pick them off the tracers one at a time as they come in.
Yeah. I got a few surprises for them at the mine. Might come in handy.
Yeah. You and the sheriff's good a shot as any.
It won't work. There are too many.
We got a stockpile of ammo, propane tanks. We rig it up, draw them away.
What makes you think they'll follow? Oh, they love that stuff.
Round them up.
Just like cattle.
Cattle that can eat you! All right? We stay right here, we wait for help, end of story.
No, we're as good as dead if we stay here. This is how it's gotta be!
Listen, I'm the sheriff. What I say is the law.
Val slugs Henry.
Are you kidding me?
Val hits Henry in the face, and Henry stumbles backward. He glares at Val from the floor. A raptor pops up through the missing floorboard, and Val smacks it back to the ground floor.
These walls are hollow. There's more of them coming up.
You didn't lock the door behind you?
We need to sit tight and wait for help.
Yeah, look who's talking. Sit tight? You ran and left us for dead. Not for Val. We all be ripped to shreds. Now we need to get out of here. And now!
Quaid takes the lead. Downstairs, he puts a load of bullets in a raptor.
Come on, Val! Let's shut this door!
They place a board against the main door. Upstairs, Skye approaches Henry.
He's not a changed man. You know that. You still love him.
Henry.
She comes up empty. At the main door.
I'm looking!
Bad.
Now we gotta find another way out of here.
Val and Jenny fire around the edges of the blockade. Quaid investigates a wooden pillar. To Skye.
Let's go. Cover the door.
Henry rises and strides past Skye, who sighs heavily. They join the rest of the group downstairs.
Let me pull up these floorboards!
Skye and Jenny hurry to help Quaid move the floorboards aside.
I'll help them! I'll help them!
The others reveal a room on the floor beneath them. Val and Henry press against the door together.
Don't you even mess with me, son! I got this. Go!
Quaid wraps a rope around his waist and rappels into the floor below. He sprays fire at a large group of raptors.
Look, I'll shoot you. You know I will.
Jenny rappels next, traveling through multiple open floors. Val finally gives up his spot to grab the rope and join the others. A couple raptors immediately plow through the barricade and claw Henry mercilessly. Once outside, Jenny and Sky hop on an ATV. They wait for the guys. Val comes out first and leads his horse away from the building. He gives the women a sobering look, and they look down.
Sorry. Where's Quaid?
Quaid rides in on an ATV with a couple gas canisters.
Y'all look for these?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
The two ATVs flank Val's horse on a main road.
Quaid, open the tank!
Quaid sets down a canister in the road and opens its valve, then rides on. The T-Rex bounds around a corner. Quaid shoots the canister while three raptors surround it, and they all explode. The T-Rex runs through the fiery debris. The chase continues on a dirt road outside of town. Against the backdrop of blue skies and mountains, the ATVs and the horse leave a trail of dust. The T-Rex lopes after the humans from far behind, but it gains ground. A pack of raptors follows the same route. The dinosaurs trail Val and his horse closely as the dirt road takes a bend. The ATVs park.
I'm gonna sip over there on that ridgeline. Gonna leave these propane tanks here. I'll bring them to the canyon. I got a little something for them. Now you sit up there and pick them off one by one, all right?
Val rides through open grassland. Quaid flies along the base of the ridge on his ATV. Jenny and Sky get off their ATV. Quaid hops off his and runs into cover near a pile of jagged rocks. Quaid prepares a rocket-propelled grenade. After digging in, Jenny and Sky open fire on a swarm of raptors. Meanwhile, Quaid sets the RPG on his shoulder.
Here we go, baby!
The explosion from the grenade blows away multiple dinosaurs. Next, he pulls out a machine gun and mows down velociraptors. A raptor surprises Quaid while he fires, and two of the dinos take him down and dig into him. Sky and Jenny obliterate the attackers immediately. They turn their attention to the T-Rex, who towers over the smaller raptors. It opens its enormous mouth to roar, and Sky and Jenny flee. Sky pulls Jenny away from the ATV and runs with her away from the ridge. The T-Rex follows them, and Belle swoops in to block the path between the creature and the women. The T-Rex focuses on Belle, and it follows him away from Sky and Jenny. The Triceratops tries to escape from the T-Rex too, and Belle catches up to it at a gallop. He leaps onto its back, much to the amazement of Sky and Jenny. Belle plunges a knife into the Triceratops's neck like the horn of a saddle and rides the bucking beast. The Triceratops throws Belle just as it tumbles over the ridge. As he and both dinosaurs fall over the edge, Belle puts three shots into the T-Rex, and it explodes. Jenny wraps Sky in a tearful embrace. Belle's hand grips the edge of the cliff, and he pulls himself up, clutching his chest. Sky immediately sprints over to him, but he rejects her hug, still sore. He takes her hand instead.
It's okay, baby. It's the other shoulder.
They stand in each other's arms.
I'm so sorry that I hurt you.
You saved me.
No, darling. You saved me.
Sky opens her mouth wide and kisses him hungrily. As they make out on the cliff's edge, a flying beast the size of a car soars over the edge and stares at them. Jenny takes a step back, and Val and Sky lock eyes. Credits roll. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved. Attack Team Entertainment Incorporated.